It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis Sohair. On Friday, the local chapter of the Sierra Club held a rally in support of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and in protest of President Trump's appointment of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as the new EPA administrator. As Oklahoma Attorney General, Pruitt fought against the EPA and its regulations, including the Clean Power Plan, which he has promised to scrap. Michael Brune is executive director of the National Sierra Club. Mr. Brune, welcome.
Hi, Dennis.
Let me start with a simple reality. Scott Pruitt is now the EPA administrator. He's been confirmed. So in addition to resisting policies that you might think are destructive, should groups like the Sierra Club now try to work with him to give him information that might change his mind on some things?
Well, look, you know, we've worked with administrators from both parties for more than 100 years. So the Sierra Club is used to having both allies and adversaries in any federal agency. And there are many staff at EPA who believe in science and who care about protecting public health. Scott Pruitt has certainly had a record of siding with polluters and trying to undermine EPA's authority. We'll see what he does. Some of the early signs from his administration aren't positive, but we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks, months, and years.
Do you plan to contact him? Do anything specific?
I'm sure we'll reach out. We're going to be looking to find the most cost-efficient ways to make sure that we're limiting air and water pollution, and if that entails working with the administrator, we're happy to do so. But let's be clear, Scott Pruitt has been quite consistent at signaling that his intentions are to dismantle the administrative state, to not take steps to protect public health, and in fact, to undermine the protections that would limit mercury, soot pollution, smog, sulfur dioxide, and some of the most toxic elements that are in our air and water. So if we have to fight, which we think we will, we're going to be fighting pretty hard.
And this past week, he released some emails that show he worked closely with energy firms to fight environmental regulations. But do you think that will do anything to force his removal? Are you still trying for that, or are you trying something else?
We're trying to protect public health. That's the mission of the Sierra Club when it comes to air and water pollution. We don't think that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt should have been confirmed. These emails confirm it. Because if you look closely at what was revealed is a level of collusion with some of the top polluters in the country that is unparalleled for a top elect or top appointed official.
But don't energy companies, just like anyone else, have a right to fight something they feel is unjust? I mean, are you arguing that there are no regulations that are either burdensome or unnecessary or counterproductive?
Well, so let's be really clear about what the communication between some of the biggest polluters, some of the biggest oil and gas drillers, and Scott Pruitt reveal. What they reveal is that Scott Pruitt took the entire position of some of the top oil and gas companies and represented it as the state's own position. And so let's talk about what happened in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, every single county received an F rating for air pollution by the American Lung Association, which is a nonpartisan organization. The number of lakes that had advisories for fish consumption, meaning there were warnings to say, don't eat these fish because they're polluted, doubled under Scott Pruitt's tenure. This happened at a time when Scott Pruitt decided not to pursue tough regulations against polluters and instead used his enforcement authority against the EPA, against the agency that was designed to protect public health. So, look, the way that the law exists right now is that any new EPA regulation must have economic benefits that outweigh the costs. So, of course, we're going to be looking for regulations that work for our economy, that will create jobs and limit the amount of pollution. This is not an agency that is burdensome when you have benefits that exceed the costs. It might be painful for some polluters to make these changes, and it might be difficult for them to resist those changes, but it's certainly important for us to make sure that we're taking these steps to protect public health.
So a quick yes or no on this one. You're going to be making economic arguments as much as political ones?
We've always been making economic arguments because we know that when you limit pollution, you have an opportunity to create growth in the clean energy sector. So anywhere in the country, here in the state of Georgia, what we're seeing is fossil fuels are being replaced by solar and wind energy storage, because increasingly solar and wind, clean renewable energy, is cheaper than fossil fuels, and it creates more jobs.
And we have just a couple of seconds here, because that's where I was going. In the process, with the expansion of solar, big energy companies like Southern Company, which also invests in nuclear, are going solar on a big scale. So how do you work with them on one hand and oppose them on the other?
We do this all over the country. The Sierra Club is working with utilities to replace coal and gas, in some cases oil, with clean energy, clean renewable energy like solar and wind. And we're making more progress than we ever have before, because clean energy is cheaper than fossil fuels.
And many states, including Georgia, are moving to dump dirty coal plants anyway. So is the clean power plan really needed? And again, we have to be very short here, since a lot of states are moving away from dirty coal anyway.
Yeah, the entire market, the whole electricity sector, is moving away from coal. The Clean Power Plan will accelerate that process. And what we're finding is that when ratepayers are able to replace coal with clean energy, they'll save money in the process. So we think that trend will continue.
Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Bruhn, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dennis.